Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's all stand if you will. Go before him in prayer. Lord, once again, it's such a privilege and honor to be out this night, oh God. Lord, we're just so thankful. Lord, we can't help but think about, Lord, all you've done for us. And Lord, the desire we have to be here, Lord, to grow in you. Lord, that's a precious desire in this day and age.
Yes, it is.
And Lord, we just ask you to pile it on this night, Lord. Just give us what we have need of. Lord, let us sing from the bottom of our hearts and praise and worship back to you. Lord, just have your preeminence this night, and we'll give you all the glory and the honor it's due unto you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray these things. Amen. You may be seated if you like. Amen. Page 56 in your own capstone books. Amen. Stand up for Jesus. Stand up for Jesus, the soldiers of the cross. Lift high its royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he deeper. Amen. deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus daily. Let me go higher, higher in the school of wisdom, more of grace to know. Oh, deeper yet I pray, and higher every day, and wiser, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word. Oh, deeper, deeper, blessed Holy Spirit, take me deeper still, till my life is wholly lost in Jesus and His perfect will. Oh, deeper yet I pray, and wiser every day, and wiser, blessed Lord, in the precious holy word. Oh, deeper, deeper, though it costs our trials, deeper let me go, rooted in the holy love of Jesus, let me fruitful grow. Oh, deeper yet I pray, and higher every day, and wiser, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word. Oh, deeper, higher, every day in Jesus, till all conflict pass, finds me conqueror and his own enemies perfect at the last. Oh, deeper yet I pray, and higher every day, and wiser, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word. Oh, deeper yet I pray, and higher every day, and wiser, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word. Hallelujah. Amen. Let it be, dear Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Page 663 in the Only Believer. Amen. Amen. When pangs of death seized on my soul, unto the Lord I cried, till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. Oh, I would not be denied, I would not be denied, till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. As Jacob in the days of old, I read, Satan said, my Lord is gone. Sometimes he gets in your mind and makes you think that it's all in vain. Amen. And would not hear my prayer, but the praise the Lord, the work is done. And Christ the Lord is here. Amen. Praise God. He's so good to us. Dad, would you like to pick up the offering? Amen. Sometimes he wants to just see what you got in you, what you're willing to go. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The song just left me. Amen. Who before me? Amen. God before me. Yes. Amen. Amen. If God be for me. If God be for me, who can be against me? That's in me.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Oh, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Oh, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. truly need him. Amen. Dean Long, would you like to take the request?
Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, oh, it's so good to know that we can come here tonight. And Lord, you've given us this opportunity to come in here and worship you. And Lord, praise your mighty name and make great light, Lord, of all that you are. And Father, that you would be glorified. Father, may you just continue to just open our hearts to the Word of God. And that's the greatest desire that we have tonight. Yes, Lord, we all may have come in here with needs. We may have physical needs. We may have spiritual needs in other places. And Lord, we may have financial needs and whatever it may be. We may have a need, Lord, of praying for a loved one. But Father, the greatest thing we cry out tonight for is revelation. Amen. For many years, Lord, I didn't quite understand that. But Lord, I understand that more than I ever have in my life. But Lord Jesus, if we live a life of faith and revelation, that we no longer walk by sight, but by faith, Lord, the revealed Word of God, then Lord, how we can see a position with you, that Lord, many things and all things could be met, all needs taken care of, that Lord Jesus, knowing you are Jehovah Jireh, the great provider, and Lord, by the mercy and grace of God, you've placed us in a condition with you, that Lord, we could ask whatever we desire, and it shall be given to us. So we thank you now, Lord, and we want to give you thanks tonight for the things that you've done for us and the things that you're going to do, Lord. We appreciate it with all our hearts. And Father, may we just be able to stand here now, Lord, and as we continue to prepare for the hearing of the Word of God, open every heart, Lord. Open the eyes of the blinded, that Father, we may see. Take an eye salve, Lord, and clean our eyes out that, Lord Jesus, the Word of God will be made plain to us. Amen. So we ask that you would do that for us now and bless us now and just have the full preeminence of the remainder of the service. Bless our brother, Lord, as he brings the Word. Make it easy for him. Lord, make him to where it's very easy to feel us pulling on him and pulling on the Word of God and, Lord, wanting to be led by the Spirit of God. Just help us now. And again, we'll just commit ourselves unto you, Lord Jesus, for all that you're doing in our lives. It's just getting sweeter and sweeter as every day goes by, Lord. It's a sweet reunion with you, Lord. Oh, God, bless us now. Lead us by thy Spirit. In your holy, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. You may all be seated if you'd like. Amen. Anyone got a song? Amen.
Thank you, sweet Jesus. Amen. So,
some folks are known by their name, some I just know their face. Some are known by their fame, others known by their race. But in the kingdom of our Lord, each soul has their place. And in my mind I have no doubt, by name we've been called out. We've been called out for a purpose, called out to be a servant, called out to lift a standard, called out to raise a banner, called out to be a witness, called show forgiveness, called out from the world. Child, you've been called out.
Amen.
within the prison walls that day. The jailer bound up their feet. They stripped off their garments, there they lay, bleeding from where they were beat. Along about midnight, Paul began to pray, and Silas started to sing. The earth shook about, doors swung open loud. God said, "You're being called out. We've been called out for a purpose. Called out to be a servant. Called out to lift a standard. Called
set me on fire as our brother comes.
Amen.
Set me on fire with the power from above. Set me on fire with your precious holy love. It's my desire. Prayer, saints.
Amen.
Ought to be the cry of our heart.
Amen.
Oh, we're living in the time. Amen.
Oh, yes, we are. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to be here this evening.
Oh, yes.
And
Lord, we just want you to have your way. We've come to have you speak to us. And Lord, you know each one of us inside out, what we need, where we need strength, where we need to climb. Lord, you know all about us. And Lord, I don't know anything. So Lord, I'm just asking tonight that these precious words, Lord, that you kind of laid upon my heart, that somehow it'll help us, Lord, to strengthen us, to encourage us. Lord, whatever you see, Lord, this need was for it. But Lord, we're coming to a time, oh Lord, where we see the climax coming.
Amen.
Lord, as our brother was speaking this morning of pressing, pushing for that goal. Lord, we can see it. It's right there. Lord, let us press it, Lord, like we never have before. Oh Lord, give us the grace and the mercy to finish this course that you set before us. Bless your word, Lord. Have your way in the remainder of this service, we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you love him? Amen. He's so real. Hallelujah. My, I could sing all night. Amen. But I feel like we ought to take a little text just because of, I didn't know what to bring, and the Lord, I had a bunch of books laid out with some just little things. And it just seemed like at the last minute, the Lord kind of put it together, and I pray that somehow it's going to help someone.
Amen.
Amen. But we're living at that time, saints. It's precious time, a real time,
glory,
and a time to be enthused, and a time to,
Amen.
You know, they just sang the song about Paul and Silas. I want you to stop and think for a minute. Paul and Silas was in that jail. And beaten with literal ropes and braised till their skin bled. Now that was physical. But I want you to know that you can stand here tonight and Satan can be beating at you spiritually. And try to put you in the same condition they were in. But if you can get in the same spirit they was and reach through that, you watch God lift you out of whatever situation you're standing in tonight. He's the same God that he was then, and he's here to prove that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
But amen, don't let Satan get you down. Take your stand. Take your word.
Amen.
Go to God in prayer and fighting. Amen. He's real. Hallelujah. Amen. While you're standing, let's turn our Bible to John the 10th chapter, if you would. Amen. I pray the messages our brothers been brought Thursday night and even this morning was still on your heart. And the things that we heard last week about being justified, I pray that's still on your heart. Amen. You know, God is moving. Amen. In the heart of his children. But John, the 10th chapter, I believe it's the 34th and 34th verse. But Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, the scripture cannot be broken. Say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest because I said I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, and ye believe not me, believe the works that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him." May the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, it's a strange scripture, maybe, you might think, but I want you to think about Jesus here. And as our brother was even speaking this morning of Joshua, Jesus knew who he was. He had been revealed to him. He knew why he was on this earth and why he was sent and come the way he did. And he was walking with an assurance in his heart. He wasn't baffled and beat down because they didn't believe him, but he knew. And he knew that the works that he was doing bore record of who he was. And, I want to read something here as we go on. We'll start here in the message identification. And I want you just to listen as Brother Branham typed this. And I want us to think about it tonight, saints. As you may say, where you just follow along and let's just let the Holy Spirit take these quotes and words and maybe dip into our heart a little something extra. Maybe we could be for me, could be for you. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get every nugget I can get. I'm here to tell you. I feel like you could almost overflow. It's just when you think of all that's taking place right now and you see the word and you see the magnitude of being able to see those works in you coming back forth. what a joy it's causing on the inside. What an assurance that it'll place there. Amen. But just listen now. This is in the Message Identification, and this was preached January 23rd, 1963, paragraph 79. He said, "Did not Jesus say, 'My Father and I are one, and my Father dwelleth in me'? It's not me that doeth the works, it's my Father. He dwells in me, and I have no control of my own." He does that. God's fountain of the word expressed, amen. He says, "I feel Pentecostal." He was sinless by nature. And the only thing that could project that sinless God word, and the word being God, and a word is a thought expressed. When God thought of a parent, he has expressed his thought, and Christ was God's expression. Amen. You see, he was God's expression, that God could be us and live as we live, yet expressing perfectly what the perfect person should be perfectly. He was God's word expressed, properly vindicated, and identified. And when he stood here on earth, he said, "If I do not the works of my Father, then don't believe me." He said, "Which one of you can accuse me of sin?" And I would like to open that up just a little bit for you, if it would be permissible. You see, sin is unbelief, and there's only two channels that you can live by. One of them is faith, and the other one is unbelief. He that believeth not is condemned already. Smoking, drinking, committing adultery, lying, stealing, carnal impersonations, those things are attributes of unbelief. And if you was a believer, you wouldn't do those things. No, you do that because you're not a believer. But you say, "Oh, but I am a believer." But by their fruits you shall know them. See, your actions speak louder than what your confession proves, see. And when you disbelieve God's word and count it as something gone by, or take some book in it instead and say, "This is just as good as that," it goes to show that you're not a believer. That's right, you're not. But if you was, then you would believe God's word. And he would express himself through his word. Now, he was God's word expressed, and he said, "Now, if you can't believe me, believe the works that I do. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life." And that's the very thing who tells who I am. See, the ones that says who I am, the scriptures tells who I am. Let me take that a little further, will you? The scriptures is what tells what you are, and that expresses you, and it expresses me. And the scriptures tell what we are. It's so loud that our voice cannot even be heard. Our life speaks louder than our voice, see, and it's God's way of letting us see what we are. Now, I want you to think about this. Now, you may say, "Oh, no, he's already pinpointing that my life's speaking louder than my testimony." Our actions and our testimony always speaks louder than our mouth. Yes. And that's why when we get down to the phase that we're in, it don't matter what we say with our mouth. And as Jesus was able to stand there and say, "If you can't just believe me, you believe the works that I'm doing." They were bearing out record of who he was.
Yes.
And I want you to think about that. If we couldn't say nothing with our mouth, Jesus Christ is housed in this temple of clay. You can't hide him.
Amen.
He will bear record that he is on the inside. Oh, yes. And express himself out through this temple. And I want you to stop and think about that. A little bit as you go on, you know, oftentimes there's many things maybe we want to quit doing as we start coming to church. And we feel God drawing us, and maybe I wanted to quit this, and I didn't feel like I should do that. But I want you to look, when God gets in the inside of the thing, it isn't "I just want to," it's gone. You don't ever have to worry about it. That body will swing subject to that word, and you watch those actions of that body begin to speak out louder than anything anybody can say. Somebody else might point a finger at you and say, "Look what you've done." But oh, just think, "I am justified. It's not I that done it." But look at it, and I want you to just think of this just for a moment. This is in the Message preached in 1961. It's called "The Testimony of a True Witness." And I want you to think about that. Here was Jesus Christ walking the earth, and he said the way he did, you know, believe the works. And I want you to think just for a moment. Let me find it here. I think this is on page 29, about paragraph... We'll just read this short one to make it short. Paragraph 204. It's on page 29. He says, "But the church today is just join the church," as the old saying is. When a man joins the church, he puts on a new coat. And how often you see that? People join church and they've changed coats, so to speak. Their identification of where they are. But he says, "But that's right. But when he's filled with the witness, they put a new man in the coat. It isn't a new coat on a man. It's a new man in the coat." And just think about that. It's a new man on the inside of this coat. It's It's a new man on the inside of your coat. Yes. Because just think of this for a moment. Let me jump over here to Christ is the mystery of God revealed. And I want you to... 454, I believe it is, paragraph. Amen. Just think. He says, Now there is only one thing. No, I wrote that down. Oh, that's 554. That's why it's not right. Amen. Here, it's paragraph 454, and it's on page 60 in Christ's Mystery of God Revealed. He says, so the church can do the same thing. What Christ does, so does the church now. That day you'll know that I'm in the Father is in me, and I in you, and you in me. There you go, marching to Zion. And that day you'll know that I am in you. Watch here how beautiful it is. I don't want you to miss this. Now, everybody, you people on tape and out in the jungles, wherever you are here, and listen. As the Father has sent me, so send I you. Now, really, you got to let that become personal. Jesus knew the Father had sent him for that time and place. The Scriptures foretold he was going to be there. It spoke of him. It was there. Now, the Scriptures have spoke that there would be a bride in this day. This last day there was going to be a bride that would be conformed to his image and be here spotless and clothed in his righteousness. In his image she would shine and be a light that would shine forth. Now, somebody's got to see themselves in that case. Just not a churchgoer, just not a message follower, but they've got to see that they were sent here personally for that purpose. Their purpose was in that, included in that. And he says, as the Father sent me, so send I you, Jesus said. Now watch, the Father that sent him went in him to vindicate himself right. For he was the Word. And that same Jesus that sends you goes with you and in you to vindicate the same God. As the Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so I'll send you, and you will live by me. What is he? He's the Word. You live by the Word. Oh, how I'd like to take a text on that and preach now for a couple hours. And I want you to think about that. That same God and how he has showed us how he has housed himself within us. And we just sing the song, greater is he that is in me. That he that's in all the world, is that a true reality in my heart? Am I starting to see that? That this life, there's nothing here that can harm me. Yeah, it can harm this flesh, but it can't harm me. I'm eternal. By God's grace, when I see those actions springing forth and shining forth from this body, that is the down payment that I am going in that rapture. My life is expressing. Not what I think I am, not... But when I can see this body turning from the things of the world and I can see it changing, Then I have this blessed assurance come in my heart. Amen. But that same word puts us back on the other side. If I can't see that, then now's the time to cry out to God and to be honest with God and myself and get this on the inside. Amen. That it'll bring and manifest this same life back out through me. This is our time, saints. We are in the honing down time. Yes, ma'am. It's lamp trimming time. Amen. And when you think about those 10 virgins, 5 of them had oil. 5 of them didn't. And if there's no oil, there's not going to be no light. But praise God, those 5 wise, he saw they had oil in their lamp and they were burning. And it was shining forth, giving light out. And how that ought to be burning in our hearts is my life giving out light. Can I see it? Or do I say I'm a message follower? I'm following these things, but can I just be quiet and look and see my life turning? Can I see you overcoming? Can I see this? And oh my, then I can understand and look and say, oh, I know I was in the thoughts of God. I know I'm eternal. Oh, how it ought to gel together in our hearts the reality that Jesus knew who he was. That's how he could stand there. That's why he could say, Satan, it's written. Get behind me. He didn't falter. He didn't fail. But he was firm and his life reflected that word was manifested in him. And that same God entoused in this tabernacle of flesh will overcome Satan today the same way. And it will be vindicated and proved out that people can see it living and manifesting in a people's life. But oh my, are we seeing it? Or am I seeing the reality of how important it is to be able to see that? Oh my, you know, if you was going to run a race in the natural and they told you at the end of that race they was going to give you whatever maybe you desired. And you could see that out there. But then you tried to run maybe a small race before that one. And you realized that you just couldn't even run the small one. And then you knew there's no way you're going to do the other one. And that's what this word is doing, is showing us, overcoming daily by the Spirit's sword. Step by step, it's preparing us to be that people that will be able to stand there exactly.
Amen.
Just like Enoch turned and walked off of this earth with a testimony that he pleased God.
Right.
This word is bringing that little bride to that place. She'll be able to stand with that assurance in her heart, with her garments gathered, her suitcase in hand, waiting for her husband to come and get her.
Amen.
And take her home. It'll be that blessed assurance, whether it be by the grave or whether it be by the rapture. She knows her soul's going to leave. She's going to be there. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, saints, is it becoming real to us?
Yes.
If not, Lord, set us on fire.
Amen.
Let that burn down in our hearts.
That's right.
It should be so real to us and becoming such magnified to us.
Yes.
Amen. Let me see here. Amen. Hallelujah. Kind of got ahead of myself a little bit and jumped around, but amen. Let's see here. This is in Three Kinds of Believers on page 9. He says, now the genuine believer, when the Holy Spirit, not some persuaded by some other person and not by some other thing, but when the Holy Spirit has revealed to you the word itself,
amen,
and you see the word plain and vindicated, then the Spirit of God come and get into that age for the word for that age and make it manifest. How could a man have kept from believing Luther if he didn't know that Luther was a reformer? The man's spirit went forth there with Wesley the same way. They had to believe it, see? But what was the message of the church? It was exactly what was to happen. That's what's to take place. You had to believe it. And here we are, down to the Laodicean age. And we're taught in the Laodicean age that Christ was put out of his church and was even knocking at the door trying to get back in. So when we see that happening and we know that what age we're living in, and then we're at the closing history of the world and the book is now being finished, the last line will be wrote across it someday and she'll be closed up. And then time shall be no more. And there's a great drama being set and angels are standing over the skies watching. And you know what drama is? The actors are ready and you can see them acting. You can see the devil, the evil one, acting. You can see the villain of the play and how he's come on the scene with his cunningness to deceive. But you can also see the raptured church making herself ready. It's a great scene. You see can see the presence of God vindicating and making that great drama that's foretold here in this Bible to act itself out. What a time to live, the most glorious time that men of all ages have longed for this time. The prophets of old longed to see this hour and wasn't privileged. And here we sit tonight with that chance.
Amen.
As our brother was speaking this morning of finishing this work. They had their portion, but they wanted the portion that we've got. But by God's grace, here each one of us sat with that burning in our hearts and how it ought to cause us to be so humble in such a reality down in our side. Lord, let me finish it. For them without us will not be made perfect. Oh, it ought to set us on fire to know, as they used to sing the little song, they're leaning over the banisters, cheering us on. Amen. It ought to really stir our hearts to run, to press, to leave behind anything of this world that would hinder us or hold us back. You know, it's so easy to get caught up in the chaos of this world. There's all kinds of things running around. We have families, we have jobs and all the stuff that goes. But oh my, when you begin to see that heavenly home coming into view, there's nothing down here that compare. There's nothing down here that can sway your attention. But Lord, let me climb higher on higher ground. Amen. I pray it's getting real, saints. It ought to be really getting real to us. As our brother was bringing the word this morning, if we find ourselves short and if we wasn't pressing like that, how that ought to just be like throwing a steak in front of a dog, then just trying to get at it, that he would get to that place to be on that scale. Oh, it ought to just drive us to it. Amen. As we sing these songs and the revelation burning in our heart, it ought to cause us to stir. But if there ain't no revelation in there and no true assurance, you don't want to sing these songs. You don't want to hear some of these songs about I'm born again free from sin. Oh, no, we won't sing that one. We will leave this one alone about this over here because it just makes me a little uncomfortable. No, but oh my, when it's burning down in there, every song's alive and real. It's bubbling, bubbling, bubbling.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Is it exciting, you saints? Not this, but the word in general, all of it. Are you seeing the picture? Is it coming into view for you?
Oh, yes.
We look around and oftentimes when you see the mess that's in other message churches, Sometimes you can feel sorry for them, and you do. You feel sorry for the people. But you can't let that hit you. You can't wait on them. You know, they used to sing a little song, "Wait a little longer, please, Jesus." There's so many still wandering in sin. And that's the way as humans we feel. Lord, wait, give them just a little bit longer. But we've got to focus into what God is coming to pick up a bride. Amen. And oh my, I can't help it if you're not ready and you don't want to go or you got something else that's tying you up. But he's coming after me and I'm going to be ready.
Amen.
Yeah. And amen, that ought to be the foremost in our heart. That ought to be burning.
Yes.
Amen. You know, it's the pastor's job and the ministry's job to point out the deceit that's in the age. And we see that, and that's necessary for that little bride to attract her attention and put her on the right track. But as people, don't get caught up in trying to find out all the fault for yourself. But keep your eyes on the goal.
Amen.
And that you finish on time.
Yes.
Amen. God will take care of his own.
Yes,
you just worry about us. Let's his laity. Let's worry about ourselves that we're in tune and right on time.
Amen.
And don't look over here and measure yourself by someone over here. Or someone over there. Let's measure into this word.
Amen.
And make sure that my measuring stick is there and my testimony is proved out through the word.
Amen.
That I believe the works that I do, for they testify that I'm in that rapture. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me see here. Amen. This is in the message of rapture, page 27. About the bottom of the page. God's Spirit's moving on. I, the Lord, have planted it. I water it day and night, lest some should he ordain these things to be. And he must send this. The first thing comes when he starts descending from heaven. There's a shout. What is it? It's a message to get the people together. And the message comes forth first. Lamp trimming time. Rise and trim your lamps. Watch was the seventh, not the sixth. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Rise and trim your lamps. And they did. And some of them found they didn't have any oil for their lamp, but it's lamp trimming time. And Malachi 4, it's all these prophecies that it can be perfectly set in order for this day is the scripture, and we see it living right there. We see these things happen, my dear brother and sister, when God in heaven, let me make sure. Amen. I think it's, amen. That's where I was going to stop right there. Amen. Let me see here. But it's lamp trimming time, saints.
Yes, it is.
It is time to make sure. And that's what the word's doing.
Amen.
It's trimming us. Amen. And it is sharp. But look at how much growth we've come. Look how far we've come. And maybe we still got a ways to go, but by God's grace, I know we're going to make it. Amen. I've been called out for a purpose.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And these mysteries did call my name.
Yes.
I see that those seals have been loosed and the revelation has been laid plain.
Oh,
and oh, by God's grace, he's right here to keep bringing it this way and bringing it that way. If I miss something here, he brings it back that I get it. Amen. His bride will be with spotless. She'll be perfect in every detail. Amen. Standing there in his word. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's see here. I've misplaced a quote. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. But saints, it's got to become real, and it's got to be personal. We can't keep on, well, my pastor's happy. My pastor's got the revelation. It's got to be us, you and I. And it's got to be living in us. Husband, it's got to be in me as a husband. And my wife, it's got to be my wife. It's got to be in our home. It's got to be in our children. It's got to be in every aspect. It's got to flow in continuity. Oh, my, and make it flow right down the line. Our homes are going to be an example. They're going to have an example testimony sent out from them.
Amen.
Everything we do is going to be expressing that we have that revelation. Amen. You know, we all have a job. Wives are housewives. Look up a definition of a housewife. Look up a definition of a husband in these different things and look at it through the words. Go into the word and search it and see what we should be obligated to and what that example ought to be set.
Amen.
Hey, man, we got a lot to do as individuals.
Yes.
A lot of word. And you know, I just go to church on Sundays and Thursdays. I'll let Brother DeLong pray and find the needs that I got, and he'll bring it across the platform, and I'll grow. But God's waiting on us.
Amen.
Hey, man, and that little bride, she's looking daily.
Amen.
What can I change? What can I do different? What would be more pleasing to God? What's a better example?
Amen.
What's lacking in my life that someone would look and see and say, I don't know about that person. I would have thought a Christian would have been like this, or a true Christian would have looked a little more like this, or done something a little different over here. But oh my, every day it's a living example. Amen. This is in the message, Christ is Mystery God Revealed, also about page 79, paragraph 592. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. And we stand justified in Christ. Our brother just read part of this the other day. Before him, because he cannot pass judgment, but he's already judged the body in which I am a part of. What? How am I a part of it? Here it is. It's in me. If you abide in me and my words in you, then say, ask the Father anything in my name, and it'll be done because it's there. Justify, glory to God. Oh, if I could get the world to see that. Why, there you are. There's the body of Christ living, standing redeemed. Oh my, justified in his sight. We are justified. We are his victory. The church is his victory. We've come forth in the last days with this glorious gospel showing his victory. He died for this purpose. And we are proof of his victory. Amen. We see him coming down and living among the church. That's his victory. Shows that he couldn't keep him in the grave. Neither can they keep us. That's right. We're already potentially raised. And because we were raised from the dead, unbelief in his word, from denominations, creeds, to an eternal word of the eternal God, which is him, his self working through us, manifesting himself that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. You'll never see where you've done anything in any of this if you go looking. He's doing it all. And then the word moves down into the body, and from the head, what is it? It's the same word. Nothing can be added or taken from it. So the same word moves from the head as the day comes to a close down into the body, and down into the body, vindicating that they are one. They are husband and wife. They are flesh of his flesh, word of his word, life of his life, spirit of his spirit. See, amen. How do you know it? It bears the same record, the same fruit, same word. See, it manifests Christ, same life, same God, same spirit, same word, same book. Amen. Same signs. The things that I do, shall you do also. Notice the vindicated word in his body is his very victory and the reason of his death. Amen. And just think, the same God is in you and housed in you, bringing this body under subjection to that precious word. How it ought to make us shout. It ought to make us run and look around when you can think. When you think of Joshua standing there, he knew who sent him over there to do that battle. And that's why he knew he could say and speak. He knew with an authority he wasn't questioned, and he knew God was going to back him up. Amen. And Jesus Christ knew when he took those 5 loaves and 2 fishes and blessed them, he knew there would be 12 baskets taken up after the fact. Yes, it was, ask that your joys may be full, plentiful. He's there to prove that he is God. And he's here to prove that he is alive in a people's lives and hearts. Ask what you will. You got to need asking for it. In faith, believing. Oh, my, and if you can stand there and present that token with your prayer, knowing that that life is bearing forth record, that it's air. Oh my, what peace the Israelites was able to sit down and eat that last meal in, knowing that blood was on the door. They didn't worry. They didn't fret. They didn't, oh my, shaking in their shoes. But no, they knew they had kept the word of the Lord to the T. And they was able to sit down in peace and eat. And that's the way it is in this day. As though the world's falling apart and crumbling around us, we should be able to sit down in peace and partake of this precious word and know that Jesus Christ, the atonement's taken place. It's on the door. And I'm just waiting for and watching for that life to be completed and lived out. Amen. Not just sitting still waiting, but watching, doing all I can that he's asked me to do to make sure that it's present. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Hallelujah. Amen. Saints, I don't know. Maybe, but it just seems like it's getting stronger. It's getting more real. The closer we get, could be tomorrow. As I said, maybe we won't have tomorrow. Maybe we'll leave before. But what an assurance we can have. Amen. Amen. What a peace. It should be in our hearts. Amen. Hallelujah. As our brother comes, sing that little chorus one more time that they sang earlier. Set me on fire. Amen. Set me on fire with your power from above. Set me on fire with your precious holy love. It's my desire. Oh, I want Saints, if I tell you, each one of us has been traveling this road for some time. But why don't we start praying, every one of us, to God to give us a greater experience than we've ever had. Each one of us, maybe you've had a great experience, but give us a better and greater more than we've ever had. A greater desire than we've ever had. A greater hunger and thirst than we've ever had. Oh my. Saints, it's wrapping up and it's going to wrap up quick. But oh my, where the little bride's going to be that little bit of light that was left in this age. Amen. And when you look around, you can see how dark it's getting. But oh, there's going to be a light shining. May by God's grace we be one of them. Amen. Set me on fire with your power from above. Set every one of us on fire. A precious, holy desire. Amen. To be everything that he is. Amen. And it's still burning my heart to see it finished. Amen. To come to completion. Everything be exactly the way God wants it to be. That's what I want in my life. Amen. I'd like to sing another little song before we leave this evening. If you want to turn with me on page 93. And the love of God. Amen. Thinking about this little song, and all I think about many of these little songs through the day, and it was yesterday evening, is outside still, and thinking about the love of God, and it's hard to explain, I guess, really what's down inside my heart. Sometimes it's so hard for me to explain it, but yet sometimes I can express it through song, and this little song expresses what I've been feeling the last couple of days, just a special way. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. That's the way I feel. I don't feel my tongue can tell it great enough how great he is and what he means to me. But let's sing us together and think about these words as we sing it. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest thought.
just play it softly and I'm going to read these words. When hoary times shall pass away and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall. You see them falling already. When men who hear refuse to pray, on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure. All measureless and strong, redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels' song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made? Were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky.
Amen.
Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels' song. And Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of this service, truly, Lord, these words flow within our hearts. Lord, as I was walking up the bank the other night, Lord, and looking toward the sky, which, Lord, I've told you many times, there's not an artist on earth that's as great as you are. There's no one that can control the brush like you can. There's no one that can pull the trigger on a camera and have a camera contain the greatness of the artistic work that you do. But oh, how great thou art. I thank thee again, O Lord, that thou hast hid these things from the proud, the prudent. And Lord Jesus revealed unto babes that you would learn. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, as I did the other night. Again, Lord, out of millions of people, you saw me. You saw these people, Lord. You saw your little bride, wherever she may be. Oh, the love of God, how rich and pure. Lord, continue to do a work in my heart. And may you continue to do a work in the hearts of those that have a desire, Lord. And those that do not have the desire, may you do even that great work also. Lord Jesus, you'd fill them with your Holy Spirit. That, Father, the desire be there to be conformed to the image of your Son. Help us now, Lord. May this day, Lord, not go down into history and be forgotten. But may this day go throughout history, Lord, in our hearts and be remembered. That, Lord Jesus, the holy word of God was spoken today. And Father, may you press those words in our hearts. Even these words this evening, press them in our hearts, Lord. Lord Jesus, we love you now. And thank you again for giving us the opportunity to be here. How we appreciate it. Go with us now and lead us and guide us by thy sweet Holy Spirit. And Father, as we raise up in the morning, if you should tarry and if we should live, may we declare to this nation that you are alive.
Amen.
Oh, you are a living God, and you're very well. You're not a sick God. You're a living God, a very well God. The Lord knows all things. And may we go forth and serve you, Lord, above everything. In your holy, precious name, we ask these things. Amen. O love of God, like to make a little announcement before we leave. Next Sunday, we will not have service. And that will give you an opportunity if you want to go away and do something. Amen. I'll give you an opportunity to do so. So, like I said, we won't have service next Sunday. But Lord willing, we'll have it Thursday evening, though. So come with your hearts open.
Amen.
May God richly bless you, and you're dismissed. Amen.